Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Now for our story. It was late at night in the office of Del Shipley's nightclub.
Lisa, if it were only a question of your own life, if it wouldn't affect anyone else, I couldn't blame you too much for looking at it only from your own standpoint. But it isn't like that. Now listen to me. You've got to go down there to Wakefield and make a clean breast of this whole thing. You made a mistake when you let Kit take your baby from you. And there's only one way to redeem yourself.
Redeem myself? As if I'd been a criminal.
Isn't it a crime to cause another person's unhappiness, if you know how to avoid it?
Now, just when things were going to be all right again, after so long, if I make a confession like that, I'll never be able to face anyone. I'd be so ashamed.
You can't think only of yourself. Peggy Douglas is your friend. It's your fault.
Please, Del. Please, you don't know what you're asking. It's Lance. That's why I...
Lance? There's not much point considering him now, is there? Your life and his is finished and done with.
That's just it, Del. It's not finished.
Why, you told me yourself.
I know I sent Lance away, but he came back, Del, tonight. I tried not to give in, but it was too much for me. He sensed that I hadn't really stopped loving him, and I couldn't pretend any longer.
What happened?
He wants me to go back to him, and I want to, Del.
You'd go back to that man and not tell him the truth? That you gave his son away?
It's not like that. Really, it isn't. Lance told me he doesn't care what I've done, that it doesn't matter. We're going to live in the present, forget all about the past.
That's impossible, Lisa. You don't honestly believe you could forget, be happy with a thing like this on your conscience.
I thought we could try. Lance said he wouldn't ask any questions. I hoped we could.
Well, you're making a wonderful new life for yourself. A life on a fake basis. Peggy Douglas marries a man she doesn't love.
You make it sound heartless, cruel.
Well, you'd be wronging Lance, too, as well as Peggy and Bill. Lance has a right to his child, to know that he has a son. And what about the baby himself, Lisa, his life? You've got to think of all these things, to say nothing of yourself. Why, you couldn't live with a thing like that on your mind. You'd go crazy with it, finally.
But if I tell Lance, that would be the end for him, and for me. Deli's downstairs now, waiting for me.
Oh, I see. Well, Lisa, this is something you have to face. I've done what I could. I know how I feel. But it's up to you.
There was a hint of contempt in Del's voice, a finality which told Lisa she'd been dismissed. And Lance was waiting for her, waiting to take her out to celebrate their reunion. Lisa had joined him, tried desperately to hide her inner fears as they drove to an intimate, quiet cafe near the lake. Now, Lance lifts his champagne glass, looks happily across the candlelit table.
Darling, this is going to be a very simple little toast with a great big meaning. To us, Lisa. Well?
Yes, Lance. To us.
Oh, darling, it's going to be so wonderful from now on. In a way, I'm almost glad it happened the way it did.
Glad? About our separation? Oh, Lance.
Don't you see, sweetheart? All the wonderful things about you. I'll appreciate them so much more now, after almost losing you. And I'll never take such a terrible chance again. Darling, you're so quiet. You've hardly said a word.
It's just that I can't get used to it, I guess.
Why, Lisa. Honey, you've got tears in your eyes. You mustn't.
Oh, don't pay any attention to me, Lance. I'm a dope.
No. If anyone's a dope, I am. But I've learned my lesson. Gosh, when I think what a narrow squeak we had, if I'd taken you at your word, believed you when you said you didn't love me...
Maybe it would have been better.
You don't really mean that. You couldn't.
No. No, I don't mean it.
There. That's better. You know, from now on, I'm never going to fall for your little tricks again. You're much too honest, darling. Don't try to deceive me, ever. You always give yourself away.
I do?
Of course. It shows all over your face. I'm ashamed I didn't catch on sooner. When I think of that day at the apartment. And poor Lily. I was so mad when I left, I sure gave the poor gal a fast brush off when I met her on the stairs. And all she'd done was try to get us together. It wasn't her fault.
No. Lily's been wonderful.
I ought to thank her. When you come right down to it, she did help, after all. If I hadn't gone there, realized afterward you were putting on this act when you sent me away, we might be right back where we were.
But, Lance, it isn't all settled, you know.
Well, if we'd gone on the way we were... I don't know. There's nothing to settle. You love me, Lisa. I know it now. That's all that matters.
But, Lance...
Yes, darling?
It may not be so simple. We can't be sure.
Oh, but I am. Terribly sure.
You mustn't be. I wish you wouldn't.
Lisa, what's the matter? Everything was perfect tonight before you got that phone call from Del Shipley. And now you act different, as if something's bothering you. All these doubts and...
I can't help it, Lance. I'm afraid. I don't want you to be hurt, disappointed. You think everything can be the same with us. You're so confident, it frightens me.
There's no reason to be frightened, sweetheart.
But we've been separated so long, we may not be able to forget.
Forget? What's there to forget?
I mean, all the things that happened since...
But it doesn't matter. It's as if I'd been asleep. Just a blur. Just an empty, lonely period. Makes you all the more precious. Makes what we have, what we're going to have, all the more real.
If only you were right. If I could believe we have a chance.
You're such a changeable kid. Like a little girl sometimes. Just a few hours ago, you were happy, excited. Now, all of a sudden, you lose your confidence. That's why you need me around. To keep from losing faith in us.
Maybe it's because I have no faith in me, Lance.
Well, darling, I'm going to teach you to believe in yourself. So just relax and let old man Fenner take over from now on. That's what we have to talk about. The future. We're going to stop all this foolishness and start living.
I want to.
And it better be soon, too.
Soon? But I'm not even sure we should try yet. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Sure, I know it is. But you're wasting your time, darling. Now that I've found you, know how you feel, I'm not going to let you go again. Ever.
Oh, Lance, you...
Yes. You are going to give us a chance, Lisa. You've got to. You want to. Deep down underneath, I'm sure of it.
Yes, Lance, I do. But even so...
Then say you will. Say it'll be all right.
I only wish I could, Lance. If I could be sure it's not wrong...
Wrong? Well, how could it be?
You see, you might feel differently if I told you.
Nothing could change how I feel. Don't even think such a thing. Come on, darling. Please don't be afraid. You are going to say yes, aren't you, Lisa?
But Lisa Fenner couldn't answer her husband. She was thinking of what Del had told her, thinking that she must choose between her own happiness and that of another young woman, her friend, Peggy Douglas. And there was only one way to save Peggy from marrying a man she didn't love. That was for Lisa to confess having given away her baby son and Lance's to Kit Meade. Would Lance ever forgive her if he knew the truth? Did she dare to take that chance?
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.